Canadian singer-songwriter Bruce Cockburn is here today, and we'll hear a live concert coming up in just a bit. His latest album, a compilation of his guitar instrumentals over the years, is called Speechless. It actually contains a couple of new instrumentals that Cockburn worked on with legendary producer T-Bone Burnett and also the Canadian guitarist and producer Colin Linden on a couple of tracks, including the bluesy one with the whimsical title King Kong Goes to Tallahassee. And I started off asking Cockburn where that one came from.
Colin had the idea. Colin co-produced this album with me, as he has the last several CDs that I've done. And he had the thought that there should be something bluesy on the album, and I hadn't really thought about it one way or the other. And his initial suggestion was to do an instrumental version of an old song called "Mama Just Wants to Barrel House All Night Long," which, it is a bluesy sort of piece, and I do play it from time to time. But I wasn't enthusiastic about kind of revisiting it as an instrumental piece. But I liked his idea of putting some blues stuff on, so I sort of thinking about what I might do about that, and I remembered a thing I had done some years ago with an American author by the name of Robert Olin Butler, a Pulitzer Prize-winning short story and novel writer. And we did a gig together in Central Park in New York where I did a performance and then he did a reading, and then we ended up doing a thing together where he read and I played guitar. The piece, the sort of improvised thing that I came up with on the spot, well, it became the bones of this piece, King Kong Goes to Tallahassee. Bob Butler lives near Tallahassee, so that's how the Tallahassee connection got in there. But it also happened. This is a long story. I hope you were prepared for such a long story.
Oh, no, yeah.
But back in the 60s when I first began to write songs, in fact, I was writing music for the lyrics of a couple of other people, one of whom was an Ottawa poet by the name of Bill Hawkins, who became a kind of mentor to me. He was older and kind of, not old, but older than me and at the time, and was a real poet, you know, like actually published poetry and that sort of thing. And I was full of admiration for him, and he really encouraged me more than anyone else to write my own songs, to start writing my own lyrics and seeing where I could take that. And he recently, having not published anything for years now, had a collection of his work published in the spring in Canada. I was asked to write a foreword for the book, which I did, and then I went to the book launch, and it kind of brought Bill's work back to mind. And I remembered, I was reminded, that he had a number of poems in which he assumed the persona of King Kong as a kind of the perpetual frustrated outsider, and where he had King Kong going to Rotterdam and he could never get the girl, right? Because although I don't remember Hawkins ever having any trouble getting the girl, but apparently he must have at some point in his life, because he had these King Kong poems where that happened. He had other things that mentioned Tallahassee, not the King Kong stuff, but it all kind of started flowing around in my head, and it seemed like there was a title to be found for the newly created blues piece in all of that. So
two authors influenced, one instrumental.
That's right.
This is King Kong Goes to Tallahassee. That's one of the, I guess there are three new pieces on this new collection of instrumental work by Bruce Cockburn, who we're going to hear do some of these live and some of the ones with words in just a bit live on stage. Interesting what you said about not wanting to do an instrumental version of a song, because I think an assumption some people make about things that become instrumentals for songwriters are things that they couldn't come up with the words to.
You know, not with me.
Yeah.
I was trying to compose music before I thought of writing words, and So I guess I kind of came at it the other way. But when I write a song, you know, it's always been this way for me. The words come first. So the challenge then is to find music to support those words. I've compared it elsewhere to probably maybe even conversation with you before, I don't know, to scoring a film where you're looking for music that will carry the ideas, possibly the characters, the mood of the lyrics without interfering. And where when you're working on an instrumental piece without those considerations, the field is a lot broader and the possibilities are more in number.
Indeed, and we're going to hear a couple of ones that actually bear that out. It's in our live performance. We're going to go to stage of World Cafe Live now, and what are you planning on beginning with?
Well, I've lately revived a really old song that I haven't sung for decades, and called "Going to the Country," which is the first song on the first album.
Wow, that goes all the way back. All right, so let's head to the stage of World Cafe Live. Bruce Coburn, our guest today.
Hi there. I thought I'd start off with something old. This is currently the oldest song I know, of mine at least, anyway. A
was the first song on the first album that came out in 1970. Some of you may not be familiar with that period. This is from a little bit later on when things were looking a little different.
Used to have a town, but the factory moved away. Down to Mexico, where they work for hardly any pay. Used to have a country, but they sold it down the river. Like a repossessed farm auctioned off to the highest bidder. Mighty trucks of midnight moving on. Moving on. Mighty trucks of midnight moving on. Moving on. Wave a flag, wave the Bible, wave your sex or your business degree. Whatever you want, but don't wave that thing at me. The tide of love can leave your prizes scattered. But when you get to the bottom, love's the only thing that matters. Moving on. Mighty trucks of midnight moving on. Moving on. Everything that exists in time runs out of time someday. Got to let go of the things that keep you tethered. Take your place with grace and then be on your way. Moving on.
very much. Thank you. Thank you. This is a piece, in its original form, it was recorded as a duet between acoustic guitar and clarinet. And as you can see, there are no woodwind players here today, so I'll do my best to simulate the clarinet part. Verbally, vocally, I should say, not verbally. It is speechless after all. This is called Rouler sa bosse. That's French, which literally translates as to roll one's hump. And it's an old expression for rambling around. So. Thank you.
what you've done. Out in the desert with your smoking gun. Looks like you've been having too much fun. Tell the universe what you've done.
Live on stage, it's Bruce Cockburn, Tell the Universe, finishing up our live set today. Bruce's new album is called Speechless, and if you're looking for it, you can find it at our World Cafe CD store, which is at our new website at worldcafe.npr.org.